Thank you, Lulu, for reading for us.
谢谢今天正道的经文.
And to Ferdy for the announcements.
还有刚刚 Ferdy 他的家事报告.
Victoria for the children's moment.
还谢谢 Victoria 帮我们孩子祷告.
Pastor Doris for the prayer.
还有 Pastor Doris 他的那个祝祷.
And Winnie for playing the organ for us.
还有 Winnie 为我们在奉献时候弹的音乐.
Dreams.
梦.
What do you make of them?
你了解多少?
I do not usually remember my dreams.
我通常不会记得我的梦.
I do remember a dream that Catherine told me when she was studying theology.
但是我却记得一个我太太告诉我的她的一个梦，那时候她在那个神学院读书。
She dreamed of one of her professors sitting in jello.
她梦到她的一个教授呢坐在果冻里面。
And teaching the Old Testament with country and Western music.
那他那时候正在教导旧约，然后背景音乐是一些西部和乡村的音乐。
Daniel chapter 2 begins with a king with a dream.
那但以理书二章，他一开始就讲到，就是这个王有一个梦。
But his dream has nothing to do with desserts or guitars.
但是他的梦跟果冻、跟点心和吉他是没有关系的。
His dream is anything but tranquil.
他的梦里面充满了不平静。
During the first years of his empire, Nebuchadnezzar had to fight many campaigns.
在尼布甲尼撒王他王国开始的这几年，他必须常常征战。
He had to keep his empire safe.
他必须要保持他帝国的安全。
Threats and revolts filled Nebuchadnezzar with fear.
那些威胁和造反让尼布甲尼撒王充满了恐惧。
A symptom of his fear were the dreams he had.
那个梦就是他那些恐惧的一个征兆之一。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 1 says Nebuchadnezzar's mind was troubled and his sleep interrupted.
但以理书二章一节讲到说，尼布甲尼撒王他心里烦乱，他不能睡觉。
He's a king in confusion.
他是一个国王，他充满了困惑。
Perhaps this morning we identify with Nebuchadnezzar.
或许今天早上我们就跟尼布甲尼撒王一样。
Maybe we're stressed.
或许我们充满了压力。
Or upset.
或者很烦。
Or disappointed,
或者很失望,
or hurting,
或是觉得很受伤,
or confused,
或者觉得很困惑。
What Nebuchadnezzar needs, what we all need, is a vision of God's kingdom.
那尼布甲尼撒王他所需要的，也就是我们所需要的，就是神国度的一个意象。
A vision of the person of Jesus Christ.
就是我们在耶稣基督这一个人。
But to get there, I want to focus on the opening verses of this chapter.
那但是我们到讲到那之前，我要先我们来讲一下这一章里面的前面几个经文。
And look at them from the perspective of our culture.
那从我们的文化的一个角度来看这些经文。
These verses remind us of one dominant way our Western society tries to find answers.
这些经文它提醒了我们，提醒了我，在我们西方社会里面，我们想要找寻答案的一个方法。
Babylon had libraries full of books on how to interpret dreams.
那巴比伦帝国，它有一个图书馆，它充满了很多的书来告诉你怎么解梦的。
Hundreds, if not thousands, of dreams had been written down.
成千上万的梦，它被写下来。
Each dream and the outcome that followed was systematically catalogued.
所有的梦，它的结果都被很有系统的把它记录下来，把它分类记录下来。
These books were very long.
这些书是非常非常冗长的。
So when a dream needed interpretation, it was first described.
所以当有一个梦需要被讲解的时候呢，第一步就要先去描述这个�ong。
Experts with specialist knowledge of these lengthy books were needed.
这时候他们就邀请一些专家，这些专家很知道这些冗长的书籍，他们也知道说他们对这些书籍有特别的知识。
They compared the dream with dreams in the book.
他们都来比较所描述的那个梦，跟他在书籍里面看到的那些梦来做个比较。
When a comparison was found, the outcome recorded in the books provided the interpretation.
找到一个相似的一个梦的时候呢，在那个书籍里面记录的这个结局结果呢，就会被用来解释这个梦。
This is the background to Daniel chapter 2.
这就是但以理书第二章它的一个背景。
Nebuchadnezzar summons his experts.
那, 那尼布甲尼撒王他呢，他召唤了他那些专家到前面来。
The magicians and enchanters.
魔术师、魔法师。
The sorcerers and the astrologers.
巫师和占星家。
The process of interpreting dreams is not unlike what we call the scientific method.
那他们解梦的方法的过程呢，并不是我们所描述的，是一个很科学的方法。
Data are collected and analyzed.
那我们通常是用，我们会收集资料。
Theories are formed.
然后我们有理论来建立。
And conclusions are drawn.
最后我们有个结论。
We are very familiar with this method.
我们非常很了解的这个方法。
One time when I was a toddler, I picked up a very heavy metal hammer.
那在牧师还三四岁的时候呢，他有一次拿起一个很重的金属的一个榔头。
My father told me to put it down.
他爸爸告诉他说放下来。
So I let go.
所以我就放下来。
Now within the gravitational pull of Earth, when a heavy metal hammer is let go of, it falls.
那所以靠着地心引力，地球地心引力，我就放手，那个榔头就这样应声下来。
And this one landed with a very heavy thud on my father's foot.
这个榔头重重的打在我父亲的脚上。
That's the scientific method at work.
这个就是科学在运作。
Many people believe that the only way to understand our world and universe is with the scientific method.
那很多人相信说，唯一了解我们这个世界和宇宙的方法，就是用科学的方法。
Ricky Gervais is a well-known comedian.
瑞奇·格瑞是一个非常有名的一个喜剧家。
He's also an outspoken atheist.
他也是一个直言不讳的一个无神论者。
In an interview 2 years ago, he was asked a question.
那在两年前一个访谈的时候，人家问他了一个问题。
It was the question that has perplexed scientists and philosophers for centuries.
那这个问题呢，已经困扰我们一些哲学家和科学家好几个世纪了。
When we think about existence, why is there something instead of nothing?
当我们想到问到说存在的时候，为什么我们想的是存在而不是不存在呢
？Ricky Gervais avoided the question.
那瑞奇格瑞他避免不想回答这个问题。
It's not a question of why, but how.
这不是一个为什么的问题，是一个如何的问题。
That's what he claimed.
他是这么说的。
And then he said this.
然后他这么说。
The only things.That are true are those things that can be proven empirically or mathematically.
唯一的真理就是那些事情，它是可以被经验或是数学来证明的东西才是真的。
So if something cannot be analyzed scientifically, then it is irrelevant.
如果一个东西是不能用科学来证明的话，它可能就是不相干、无关紧要的。
Or does not exist.
或者根本就不存在。
Since science cannot answer why the universe exists, the only relevant question is how.
那既然我们的科学不能证明说为什么这个宇宙存在，那唯一的方法就是如何。
This belief is called logical positivism.
那这样的学说就叫做逻辑实证主义。
It claims that because God cannot be analyzed scientifically, either God is irrelevant.
那他说，因为神不能够被很科学的去分析，所以神要么就不相干，无关紧要。
Or God does not exist.
或者神根本就不存在。
Most of us have family members or friends.
那我们大部分人，我们都有一些家人或是朋友。
Or neighbors or work colleagues who share this belief.
或是我们的邻居，或是我们的同事，他们都相信这样的学说。
It's a basic assumption in university science faculties.
这是一个大学的科学研究院他们基本的一个假设。
And a popular view in society.
也是我们社会里面非常流行的一个观点。
And Nebuchadnezzar and his experts were not atheists.
但是尼布甲尼撒王他的专家，他们呢，他们并不是无神论者。
But the experts were the scientists of the day.
他们那些专家是他们那时候的一个科学家。
They use their process of analysis and interpretation.
他们用他们的方法来解说。
That's why they asked Nebuchadnezzar to tell them the dream. They need the raw data. But Babylonian science is not what Nebuchadnezzar needs. He wants to know God is real. Nebuchadnezzar's search is as real today as it was then. In 2015, Harvard professor James Wood, who is not a man of faith, admitted this.
2015年, 在哈佛有一个教授叫詹姆士伍德, 他不是一个信徒, 他承认了这个观点。
As he gets older, he has moments of terror and incomprehension at these questions.
他说, 当他越来越年轻越年长的时候, 他有时候会觉得很害怕, 或是不了解, 以下这些问题。
Here are the questions.
他的问题是这么说,
How can there be no design or no purpose to the universe?
怎么有可能这个宇宙是没有人设计，是没有目的的呢？
Is it true that every life is cosmically irrelevant?
是真的吗? 每个生命在宇宙上都是无关紧要，这是真的吗？
Shortly before he died, Steve Jobs, former CEO of Apple, had similar questions.
那在他过世了以后呢，很快的我们那个苹果的他的总裁贾斯伯也有这样像类似的问题。
He found it hard to accept that for something as significant as a human being, death is merely like this.
他觉得很难理解说，像人类这么重要的人物，死亡就是
Click, and you're gone.
按个按键，然后你就不见了。
Perhaps you've wondered about these kinds of questions.
或许你也觉得怀疑是这样的问题。
Or perhaps you know people like Steve Jobs or Professor James Wood who want answers to these questions.
或许你认识像一些人，像贾斯伯或是那个伍德博士教授，他们有这样的问题。
What's needed is knowledge from beyond the natural world.
我们所需要的是一个知识，远超过我们这个真实的世界。
What's needed is divine revelation.
需要的是从天上来的一个启示。
The experts are threatened with execution if they cannot tell Nebuchadnezzar his dream.
那这些专家呢，他们被尼布甲尼撒王威胁说，如果他不能解梦，就要被处死。
But who can know such things?
那谁能够知道呢？
In Daniel chapter 2, verse 11, they say, No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among men.
但以理书2章11节讲到说， 除了不与世人同居的神明，没有人在王面前能够说出来。
Their gods are, of course, fiction.
这些神当然是小说里面虚构的。
But this is when Daniel and his friends step in.
但是就在这时候，但以理和他的朋友出场了。
Daniel knows the one true God.
但以理知道那个真神。
And he knows God speaks and reveals his truth.
他知道神会传讲和显明这真理。
Daniel prays all night.
但以理他整夜的祷告。
God reveals Nebuchadnezzar's dream to him.
神把尼布甲尼撒王他的梦显明给他看。
So Daniel describes the dream.
所以但以理他描述了这个梦。
Nebuchadnezzar saw a huge statue.
尼布甲尼撒王看到一个很大的一个雕像。
The head was made of gold.
他头是用金做的。
The chest and arms of silver.
他的胸部和他的手都是用银做的。
The belly and thighs of bronze.
他的肚子、腹部和他的大腿都是用铜做的。
The legs of iron.
他的腿是像狮子一样。
And the feet of iron and clay.
他的脚是用铁和泥做的。
Then a rock appears.
接着有一个石头出现了。
This rock is not cut by human hands.
这个石头并不是用人手所凿出来的。
It strikes the statue.
这个石头击打这个雕像。
And the statue is destroyed.
这个雕像被毁灭了。
Its remains swept away by the wind.
它的碎片随风飘逝。
Only the rock remains.
只有剩下那个石头站立。
What does this dream mean?
这个梦什么意思呢？
Daniel explains it.
但以理他解说了这个梦。
Each part of the statue is a kingdom.
他说每一个这个石像的每一个部分呢，都是一个帝国。
Nebuchadnezzar's Babylonian Empire is the head of gold.
尼布甲尼撒王他的巴比伦帝国呢，就是那个头，那个金做的头。
As for the identity of the remaining kingdoms, some say they are in order Media.
那剩余的那些身体的部分，那些帝国，有人说像米底亚
，Persia，
或是波西、波斯
，and Greece，
或者是希腊。
Others say Persia, Greece, and Rome。
那有人说是波斯、希腊和罗马。
But what is clear is God's answer to Nebuchadnezzar's need。
但是很明显的是，神回答了尼布甲尼撒王他的需要。
And it's the Lord's answer to our search today.
也是神他回答了我们今天的需要。
Earthly kingdoms come and go.
在地上的国度来来去去。
Only God is sovereign.
只有神他统治万有。
Only His kingdom will last.
只有他神的国度会长存屹立。
This kingdom is the rock of Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
这个国度呢，就是尼布甲尼撒王里面的那个石头。
The rock that crushes the other kingdoms.
就是那个打击打其他帝国的那个石头。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 44 says this.
但以理书二章四十节怎么说？
The God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever.
天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏。也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切的国，这国必存到永远。
There are many answers to the claim that the only things that are true are those that are empirically or mathematically proven.
那对我们刚刚一个论述说到说，唯一的真的东西是那些能够经过经验或数学证明的东西才是真理的这个论述呢，其实有很多的答案。
We could ask the obvious question.
我们可以问那个很明显的一个问题。
How do you know that only scientific truth is truth?
你怎么知道说唯有科学的真理才是真的呢？
We could make the historical point.
我们可以从历史上来做一个观点，一个论点。
Scientific truth arose because Christians in earlier centuries believed that God made an orderly universe.
那科学真理的崛起是因为早期的基督徒，他们相信神创造是有一个有秩序的一个宇宙。
A universe that could be investigated.
这个宇宙是可以被查验的。
We could make the logical point.
我们可以从一个逻辑的观点来看。
The statement, only things that are scientifically or mathematically proven are true,is self-contradictory.
刚讲那个论述的观点说到说唯一的真实，唯一的一个真理是唯有被时间和数学能够证明的东西才是真的，这个论述呢，其实本身就是一个自我矛盾的一个论述。
Why?
为什么？
Because the statement itself cannot be empirically or mathematically proven.
因为这个论述本身就不能够被时间或是它的数学上面自己来证明。
These are all worthwhile responses.
这些都是很有价值的一个回应。
But what is ultimately needed is the rock in Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
但是我们需要的是在尼布甲尼撒王里面梦境里面的那个石头。
Daniel knows this rock is God's everlasting kingdom.
但你知道说这个石头是神永存的一个国度。
But the New Testament shows us more.
但是在新约里面讲到更多。
In Mark chapter 1 verse 15,Jesus announces this.
那在马可福音一章十五节，耶稣讲到说
，The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
To enter this kingdom is to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
要进入这个国度呢，就像接受耶稣基督当你个人的救主。
Colossians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14 says this.
格罗西书一章十三到十四节这么说
For he, that's God the Father, has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
那他救了我们，他就是我们的天父，把我们迁到他爱子的国里，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
The answer to the deepest questions, the why questions,isn't found in science.
那我们刚要回答这很艰涩的问题，这个为什么的问题的解答，并不在科学里面。
And it isn't found in religion.
也不在我们宗教里面。
It's not found in our intellectual abilities,
不是在我们智力的能力里面,
or our rational acumen,
或是我们在理性的敏锐的判断里面,
or our capacity to solve problems,
或是我们解决能力的问题里面,
or our achievements in mathematics or empirical observation.
或是我们在数学上面的成就里面,
these may point us in the right direction.
这些事情可以帮我们指向一个正确的方向,
but ultimately, we need God to step in.
但最终我们需要神他来帮助我们。
We need the God who has come to live among us.
我们需要那个神是他住在我们当中。
We need Jesus Christ.
我们需要耶稣基督。
Just over a week ago, I was talking with someone who is still figuring out what it means to believe.
那在一个礼拜前，我刚好跟一个人在聊天，那个人正在想着说，到底相信耶稣是什么意思？
This person honestly believes that there is more to life than the kind of things Ricky Gervais had to say.
他觉得生命应该不是只有像刚刚讲的那个喜剧家瑞奇格瑞他讲的那样子而已。
But he's still asking questions.
但是他还是问问题。
So what do I say to him?
那牧师怎么跟他讲呢?
I said, the answer is the revelation of the gospel.
牧师说，唯一的答案就是福音的启示。
And this is supremely seen in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这个事情在耶稣基督他的复活里面可以看得到。
The resurrection can be investigated.
这个复活是可以被查验的。
Evidence for it can be evaluated.
这个证据是可以被评估的。
And the records of eyewitnesses can be explored.
那见证人他们的记录呢，是可以被发现的。
And the testimonies of believers, many of whom are world-class scientists, can be heard.
那我们所听到的那些见证呢，很多是科学家啊，他们是世界级的科学家。
All of these will resolutely, convincingly, and joyously declare that God has come to us.
那这些事情呢，他都是很坚定的，很喜乐告诉我们，神来到我们当中。
That He has dwelt among us.
他住在我们当中。
Died upon the cross for our sin.
他在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Was buried.
他被埋。
And has been raised to life.
他已复活。
Life is not an accident.
生命不是个偶然的。
We are not a cosmic irrelevance.
我们不是跟这个在宇宙里面是无关紧要的。
We know we matter because of the rock.
我们知道我们是很重要的，就是因为那磐石。
Nebuchadnezzar's experts followed the scientific methods of their day.
尼布甲尼撒王他的专家们，他们跟随的方法是他们当初的一个科学的方法。
They could not answer Nebuchadnezzar's challenge.
他们不能够回答尼布甲尼撒王他的挑战。
Only God could.
只有神能够回答。
Only the kingdom of Jesus Christ triumphs.
只有神他的国度会赢得最后的胜利。
As the sermon title invites us, to know God in Christ is to dare to see beyond.
就像我们今天的主题讲的一样，我们要能够勇敢的超越理性。
Sarah Salviander is currently researcher at the astronomy department at the University of Texas.
那有个女士叫莎拉，她目前是在德州的大学里面研究天文学。
She grew up in an agnostic home.
她成长的背景是在一个持着一个不知不可之论的家里长大。
Believing that Christianity was irrelevant.
她们相信说基督徒的论述是无关紧要，不相干的。
Then she went to university to study math and physics.
接着她上大学里面研究数学和物理。
She met intelligent, joyful Christian believers.
她认识了很多很聪明还很喜乐基督徒。
Even her professors were Christians.
甚至她的指导教授也是基督徒。
Later, she joined a group in the Center for Astrophysics and Space Sciences.
那接着呢，之后她参加了一个团体，他们是研究天体和太空科学的。
The group was researching evidence for the beginning of the universe.
这群这个中心呢，他们研究的是这个宇宙开始的一些证据。
That was the turning point that brought her to Jesus.
这是一个转捩点，让她带她来到神的面前来。
She says, I started to sense an underlying order to the universe.
她说，我开始去看到了在宇宙里面有个隐藏的一个秩序。
Without knowing it, she says, I was awakening to what Psalm 19 tells us so clearly.
那她并没有意会到说，她最后在诗篇十九篇里面打醒了她。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天述说神的荣耀。
The skies proclaim the work of his hands.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
Maybe you have some big questions.
或许你有这样的很大的一个问题。
Maybe you know people who challenge you with these big questions.
或许有人用这些很大的问题来挑战你。
We can be confident that there are answers.
我们不能够很信心的觉得说有或许会有答案。
But even more than this, we can know the one who is the answer.
但是我们知道是我们知道那一位谁有答案的那一位。
So I invite you to turn to Jesus today.
所以我邀请你转向耶稣。
To know this one true God.
要认识这唯一的真神。
The firm rock upon which we can stand.
他是那个坚固磐石，我们可以站在他上面。
And our eternal hope.
他是我们永恒的盼望。
Amen. Pastor Lee, thank you.